Okay, here we go. On to part four in my discussion with Samuel Elbert from Living Faith Christian Fellowship.
Go read Revelation 13 and 14. It's coming. It's coming. I'm trying to tell people, wake up from your slumber. The sports and the movies are closed. Start reading the Word of God and understand what's coming. Everybody's still like this. Now, what's in the news now? I don't watch the news much, but enough to know what's going on. Riots. Race riots, right? They're doing this to distract people from the lies of Corona. Now they're bringing in martial law. The president is saying, which, by the way, I'm going to take another shot at Mark Bull and them because I love them. I need to call them out. They're very patriotic. They love Donald Trump. Was Jesus involved in politics of the day? How about Apostle Paul? How about Peter? That's of the world. God ordains it, but that's of the world.
So right there, Samuel was agreeing, shaking his head. Jesus wasn't involved in politics. Paul wasn't involved. Peter wasn't involved. But it's okay for Mark Bullen to be involved in politics, and you'll hear to the extent that they're involved.
How can you choose the best between two evils? So they're all going, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. They go to his rallies and they cheer. I know. I've talked to people. I've got pictures of them at the rallies with carnal rock music, and they're lifting up Donald Trump.
I heard they went to one of his rallies once.
Do you know? And I call.
Okay, did you hear that? Oh, I heard they went to one of their rallies once. Well, let me just say this, that I've called them out about going to that worldly political rally where there was worldly rock music. Jeremy Slanton, who they admit is a liar, told me this. So is it true or isn't it true? Well, Samuel Alberts just confirmed they did go. Have they repented of that? Have they put that out there anywhere that that was wrong for them to go? It was poor judgment, that they shouldn't be involved in that? No. They hide it. They deny it, thus approving of it. And so it doesn't matter if they went to a prostitute one time or 100 times. Have they repented of it? Going to the worldly political rallies is worldly, and they need to repent of it, and they haven't. More fruit of the ill theology at LFCF. They're very political minded, and that's a danger in the body of Christ. Let's keep going.
They never repented of it, so it's in their heart. Do you know that they're on Facebook all over? I watch them promoting him all over, so don't give me that. They're out there promoting Donald Trump.
I didn't say that they did.
Okay.
Do that.
Do you know that he's promoting homosexuality all over the world and wants it legalized?
Mark Bullen.
No, Donald Trump.
So there, the young man admits that Mark Bullen is promoting and is out there promoting politics and Donald Trump. And yet Donald Trump wants to legalize homosexuality all over the world. Well, Mark Bullen believes in voting for the lesser of two evils. You can't find it in the Bible. Mark Bullen believes he needs to interject himself in politics. You won't find that in the true New Testament body. Mark Bullen's not the true New Testament body. Mark Bullen is an adjusted Mennonite Baptist guy teaching a program. And I'm showing you that if we compare Mark to Jesus and Paul, he fails very, very poorly. Let's keep going.
I didn't know that. I don't go on the internet much.
Good. I'm glad you don't, but he does. I go on enough to know what's going on so I can preach and be intelligent. You have the left and they're devils. You have the right, Donald Trump. He's a secret devil. Do you understand how Satan works? He's an angel of light.
All right, so what I was saying there is that the right, the left, the Democrats, the Republicans, it doesn't matter. They're all part of this evil system. Why? Paul said the god of this world is Satan, right? And so Satan is the puppet master of all of these people. And while we're supposed to honor our leaders, I do. I obey the laws. I pay my taxes. I don't speak personally against Donald Trump. I don't wish him ill. Never did it with Obama either. I will speak against him when he's in sin, like with homosexuality, and I will call it for what it is. He's not a Christian, biblical Christian. And so men that say they are biblical Christians or say they're Christians and they're not, they're deceivers. So we need to be very careful. It's one thing to pray for our leaders and obey their laws, as long as they don't go against God's laws. It's another thing to be silent and not warn people about them. So I was trying to warn this young man that Mark Bullen is promoting a leader that is really teaching many sinful, false ways, and that is dangerous. Back to our discussion.
Democrats, he's got the Republicans too. This guy's doing just what they want him to do, and he's gonna march people right into the gate that's gonna close on them. So these places that are political, and the Anabaptists for centuries, when they first started, rejected the world and just preached the great gospel, the commission. They're ever more becoming political. Did you know there was Mennonites that actually fought for Hitler?
Well, under what Hitler threatened, it's not hard to...
No, there was no threat. They willingly joined up. I got an article on it. They willingly joined up. Oh, it was no threat.
I don't doubt that there were threats.
They weren't. It wasn't under threat of murder. Mennonite men were willingly joining up because they admit it. There's an article, an old man that lived through it, and he said, you know what happened? He said, we weren't coerced. We got caught up in national pride.
All right, so what I'm proving there is the Mennonites did actually willingly fight for Hitler, some of them. The Mennonites are considered Anabaptists. The early Anabaptists used to risk their lives to preach to Roman Catholics and Lutherans, telling them to repent and be born again by God's Spirit and be rebaptized, because you can't enter God's kingdom as a baby. Mark Bolan and Mennonites, they don't do that today. Nope. They just sit in their little Sunday buildings. Mark will write a book here and there. Do they go out and risk their reputation preaching the biblical gospel? Well, a couple of reasons. One, they don't have the biblical gospel. Mark doesn't. I'm proving that. Two, Mark's worried that that'll affect his roofing business, his construction business, to go and stand in front of the Baptist or the Lutheran or the Catholic places. He's a coward compared to the early Anabaptists. Now all they want to do is play Sunday religion, and I'm exposing that, just like Mark told me to do. It's my duty to expose Mark when he's wrong. Back to our discussion.
National pride. We're Germans. Let's fight. Do you know that's what's going on today? Anybody who says they have guns, they're ready to...
Oh, I need to also say that the Mennonites that were German got deceived by national pride. Mark Bullen's teaching his men to be deceived by U.S. patriotism. Same thing, pride. Saying how great America is, saying this and that about America, how we're such a great Christian nation. Long story short, this was never a biblical Christian nation. The leaders were never biblical men. Mark tries to compare America to Israel. I have articles about that that totally expose that. He uses the lie that Israel was the fatherland, so we can use America as patriotism, as the fatherland. That's because God was upholding and still is keeping his eye on Israel. God's never upheld or kept his eye on America. That's a terrible, out-of-context example. I have articles, and I expose that about Mark and his false patriotism. On we go.
To fight for freedom, which is a big area down here. There's a lot of Christian militia, the mindset to fight. Did Jesus ever pick up guns, and Paul ever pick up guns to fight for some kind of civil liberties? This is another thing that I have against these men. Mark Bolan's one of them, and his men.
So there, Samuel agreed. Nope. The saints did, early New Testament saints didn't do that. But Mark Bullen's sons are all into guns. In fact, Jeremy Slatton verified they're spending $1,500 on 50 caliber sniper rifles. Again, is Jeremy a liar or is he telling the truth? Something to be considered. They're very, very patriotic to the point of, I fear, they would join a Christian militia and shoot and kill for freedom. Would they do that? Somebody needs to ask them that. That's not something that Paul or Jesus would have done. We'll keep going.
His boys are nasty, radical. His son's got things on videos. Run with a pistol. And he's all decked out in military garb. These are vile men. His other son is into worldly... I'm thinking of the Wallaces now. But Mark Bullen...
There you go. I had to catch myself. So I was confusing the Wallace worldly boys with Mark's worldly boys. Jeff Wallace, who wrote the contract, was the first one to sign it per Jeremy Slatton, which I don't know, he's a liar, so I'm not sure if we can trust what he says per Nathan. But the contract, Jeff Wallace left there. When I communicated with Jeff Wallace, he said we're the sister body of LFCF down in Tennessee. Nathan, face-to-face, man-to-man, told me that's not true. Huh. So we have Wallace's boys on the internet using guns, pointing them, saying run. We have Noah Wallace calling himself Sean Walker. It looks like he's trying to be a country star, and they live right near Nashville. But yet, Nathan says they're not part of Living Faith Christian Fellowship, yet Jeff Wallace's website is still promoted by Mark Bullen. Again, do you see the hypocrisy here? I'm calling it out. Somebody needs to get to the root of this. Who's lying? We know many liars come from Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Is Jeff Wallace lying too? Something to be considered. We need to know. The truth needs to get out there. back to our discussion.
Sons are very political. That was the Wallace's. Mark Mullen's sons are very political, and I've called them out of that, like Micah, for example. Their hope is in politics. And Mark Mullen has this long diatribe about how it's okay to do that, and we need to have allegiance of the fatherland, and he uses Israel as an example. Israel is the only nation God ever put his eyes on and said, you're the apple of my eye. Not America. Not America. America's going to be judged and probably gone by the time the Antichrist rises up. She's going to be a smothered puddle, probably. I believe America's going to be brought to its knees, broken. We're seeing it happening. Then...
Yeah, let me just talk about this. I think it's a great danger of men like Mark Mullen teaching patriotism in America, when I think that's going to be part of the great deception in the future. People are going to be looking to the government. They're going to be looking to their freedoms in America. They're not being prepared for tribulation and persecution. Mark's saying, we got to pass the country on better to our grandchildren than we had it. Why, Mr. Mullen? Did the early New Testament saints have it that good? That's partiality. 1 Timothy 5 says that's sinful. You need to repent of that and prepare people, if you're born of the biblical gospel, which they're not, you need to prepare people for great persecution to come. Back to our conversation.
And Antichrist can rise up with his world system. And people that are for these politics, they're on the wrong side. They're on the wrong side. So that's another topic I cover. Patriotism. If you're a patriot and you're worried about voting and all this kind of stuff, you're of the world. The Bible says, what soldier entangles himself in the affairs of the world? You know that verse if you look it up. By being political, you're entangling yourself. If I was at a political rally now, I wouldn't be here preaching to you. I wouldn't be out driving around people seeing our signs or street preaching. So, guns, America, and freedom. America is...
Yeah, let me stop there. I guess I could go to the political rallies and witness, but I can't go to the political rallies, partake with those political rallies, be of those people, and then witness a biblical gospel, because what? The biblical gospel calls you out of the world. See what a vicious circle Mark Mullen is creating? His lies, his heresy, his false teaching is painting him in a corner that he can't get out of. And all he can do is ad hominem attack, lie, and slander. But I love Mark enough, I'm going to keep painting him in that corner till he repents. And then we're going to show him the way out to freedom in Christ and new life. Let's keep going.
They hate this when I bring this up, and they won't answer any of this stuff. Mark Mullen and them, the Anabaptists. We go to Anabaptist churches. I've never gone to Mark's yet. It's on his property, so I won't. We go to the Anabaptist places. Stand on the public sidewalk and preach. Do you know what they do, Samuel? They call the police on us.
They've had people that go in there and shoot their congregations, but I don't think that...
Are they fearful? So Revelation 21:8, what does it say about those who are fearful? Will they inherit the kingdom of heaven?
So there you go. I proved my point. So men like Mark Mullen are worried about freedoms and guns and all this type of stuff. Are they living in fear? What fear does it say we're supposed to have in the scriptures? Let's see. Proverbs says the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. It's the only fear I know that's biblical. Every other fear is, oh no, I'm going to lose my life. Oh no, I'm going to get coronavirus. Oh no, they're going to take away my civil liberties. Oh, Revelation 21:8 says, like I said, the fearful won't inherit the kingdom of God. So he proved the Anabaptists are fearful. Men like Mark Mullen and his sons are fearful. They're not biblical New Testament saints. Let's keep going.
So if you live in fear...
Jesus told the apostles to carry a sword, that was for self-defense.
Okay.
Is that just being fearful?
So instead of calling the police, why didn't they come out and talk to me and say, oh, I see this man. Oh, we see who he is. He's a traveling preacher. Oh, he wants to call us out of our sin like the prophets did, and I'm not a prophet. Like the prophets did to Israel, why don't they listen instead of calling the police and have the police run me off? They don't make excuses for that. They're non-resistant, but they call the police on a peace-loving man with a Bible.
And I need to just say, you can go and listen to my witnessing audios from don'tperish.com. Go to John 4:24, look up witnessing audios. When we go there, many times we make contact with the elders and tell them we're here to just talk about the Word of God. They know who we are and what we're there about. They still will call the police on us because they're fearful, unbiblical cowards. And they're a lot like Mark Mullen. So far, he's been a coward because he won't give an answer for the testing that's calling him out, and it's keeping up It's making them look really bad. God is winning. God's putting me in the place where I can have these encounters with his sons, with his men, to keep getting the truth out to the point where Mark has to do a sermon and mention me and my website by name, exactly what we need to get the truth out. We'll be doing a point-by-point rebuttal of that. But back to my discussions with Samuel Albert here.
They're heretics. So when you mix guns and freedom in the Bible, you're in another religion. You're in another religion. Mark Bowen and the Anabaptists have a false Jesus. A different...
Yeah, I stand by that. Mark is teaching a false Jesus. He doesn't even teach you to be born again. Jesus said you must be born again. Paul talks about the new creation. Peter talks about the birth. Mark Bullen doesn't even preach that. He's preaching a program Jesus. Nathan said that in front of my wife and I on the street, that Jesus has a program. Actually, Jesus has commandments and doctrines to follow. He's following Mark Bullen's program. That's what I fear. That's why I'm calling them out in love, because we care about them. We want better for them. Back we go.
Jesus.
Well, the calling the police on you probably wasn't for your religion, but probably more for your volume out there, whatever you're doing out there.
Is this America?
There you go. So I'm going to go on to part five. But Samuel said, oh, your volume out there. You know, we got the police called on us at an Anabaptist place. We weren't even preaching. We were standing waiting for their services to end to talk to them outside. You know, like Paul reasoned with people in the marketplace, and they knew that's what we were there for. Never even got to preach. They still called the police on us. Once again, Samuel's speaking about what he knows not. On to part five, more to come out.